Welcome to the podcast Patreon suggestion podcast. You suggest the podcast theme episode one. What was the last one called?
Included.
Episode one. The last one was a mini one, even though it was called episode one. It isn't. This is episode one. A warning before we get into it. There is a dog here sucking on a Kong. Sucking on a dog toy filled with wet food. There is also an air conditioner for the dog that is sucking on the Kong. Those are the sounds in the background. Please enjoy this episode.
After my fight with Ultimate Robot, yes, that's the sound of my hammer. Lightning Boy is the last Avengee to stand. Avengees are the Avengers, but we're all vegetarian. Avengees. Like veggies.
A veggie.
Avengees. A veggio. A pregio. A pregio. A pregio. The sound of my hammer haunts my enemies. When I hear that, it's like the sound of high heels on tiles, because your mother is coming home and you've been on the computer looking at pornography. Get rid of all those pop-ups, else she find out what you've been up to on your own. And you have to say, I think those are just pop-ups. I'm not sure where they came from. But really, you had about 10 tabs lined up with different GIFs of the same video. And you sort of just clicked through the tabs to tell the story of the porno.
Hey, Lightning Boy.
It's Kevin Figgy. Oh, no. My creator.
He couldn't be here. It's me, John Favabean.
John Favabean, the savior and co-creator of my legacy.
Yeah, I directed Iron Man and Iron Man 2.
This is the Avengers.
Yeah, they brought me back because you're the last one around.
Yes, I am. But the Avengers will not die. The Avengers are, you know, sort of more like a James Bond.
I directed Chef.
Yeah, shut up.
I made it.
How are you John Favabean and you've just directed the films of John Favreau?
Because there's no John Favreau in this world.
But there is Iron Man, Iron Man 2, and Chef.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm just here to let you know that all your Avengers have died.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to hop off. I'm going to hop off and just... Zach's going to play Avengers for the rest of this.
Oh, what about Kevin Figgy?
I couldn't remember the voice.
Ben's suggestion was Kevin Figgy. And, the sound of
Kevin
my
Figgy
hammer.
Kevin Figgy will come in later, see how you've done.
Okay, just make sure Kevin Figgy is in here, because I don't want to disappoint Ben.
All right, I'm off to direct Mandalorian.
We would... okay.
With Pedro Pascal.
Yes. Yes, well, bye. I hope Kevin Figgy shows up. Because none of us would be here if it were not for Ben's wonderful suggestion. But now, Lightning Boy must interview new heroes who shall become part of the Avengers. For the Avengers shall not die, and Lightning Boy will live forever, or a short time. Come in!
Hi, I'm Broden Kelly.
Broden Kelly, the first to audition for the Avengers. Broden, what are your secret powers?
Oh, none. Just an actor performer from Melbourne, comedian, working my ass off.
And where did you train?
Ballarat University.
Under the tutelage of?
Kim Durbin, Ross Hall and Julianne Everly for the main part.
Ah, yes.
You went there too.
Yeah, well, not me. I'm Lightning Boy.
But you're a... Okay.
Tell me, what do you know about, breathing and stuff?
I learned breath techniques and stuff. I don't think I'm right for this.
What's that technique? Alexander. What do you know about the great Alexander technique?
It's just a sort of, it's a way of approaching movement and like being in line with your body. But I thought this was a different kind of thing.
With my posture. You could help us all with our posture.
Get into semi-supine.
Lay on your back. Yes.
And lift your knees up. Let them fly into the air, but your feet are still planted. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, put your head on a book or something.
Yes. How many books?
Well, just a few, just to get... So you want the back of your head. You feel that lump on the back of your head?
Yes.
That should be sitting on the books and just sort of stretching out that neck.
It feels unnatural.
That should. It should to begin with.
Okay?
And we're just going to breathe.
You're
endgaming. You're endgaming.
No, I just endgaminged.
Yeah, very good.
Do you understand what that...
Yeah, that's an Alexander technique
game.
Joke. That joke is for no one. Thor, I
breathe with the strength of many gods.
This is a joke about drama school that we went to.
He's now making it about... He calls coming endgaming.
No.
What? That's what I thought you were doing.
No, because endgame.
Yeah,
endgame. All the Avengers are dead.
Oh, I thought you called coming endgame. I thought you were going, I'm endgaming.
No, I'm not interested in such base pleasures. I enjoy mead.
You got kind of sillier when Taika Waititi took over.
I did. He made me a goofball, and he gave me a rock friend. Hello.
Hello.
What are you, Goopy?
I'm Bruce Blackboard.
Broden, you're in, by the way.
I'm Bruce, Dr. Bruce Blackboard.
Bruce Blackboard.
Yeah.
I had a friend whose last name was something similar you would see words on. Banner.
Yeah, Bruce Banner. But you don't want to see me when I get mad, because then I become the chalk.
The chalk? Bruce Blackboard becomes the chalk. Well, what makes you angry?
That's the whole joke.
Yeah, but there has to be more legs than that for you to become an event. You're in. Next. So far, the Avengers are three strong. Bruce Blackboard, the chalk, and Broden, who will be joining the Avengers next. It's not easy to get into. You must be willing to sacrifice your life and save a human. Soft, weak humans made of butter and piss. Welcome. Soft like butter, weak like piss. Come in.
Hi.
Get out. Get out. How dare you come into my office and speak to me with such volume and vulgarity. You are not an Avengie. Come in.
Hello. Oh, wait.
Why does everyone on this side of the room come in, say something, stop, readjust, and then start talking again?
Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Because my dog finished her Kong.
Your
and
dog
now
seems
just
to be
walking around.
The floor. Yeah. From what I can see,
she's got some skin issues.
It's called splooding.
Splooding?
She's got some skin issues.
Where Steffi sits.
Well, I hope she doesn't splood all over the floor, else we need to get a carpet cleaner in.
Yeah, probably.
A deep clean to get all that splood out.
Yeah, no, I'm just a little
distracted by that.
I splooded on my belly this morning.
My dog's not splooging, Mark. Ask who I am.
Who are you?
I am Thor, son of Odin.
Get
God
out,
of
fuck
Asgard.
Off. No, fuck off. Fuck off. There can only be one Odin, son. And that is me, Lightning Boy. Odin, son of Thor. Come in, shut up. Come in.
Son of Thor.
Yes?
Hello, how are you? I'm Tom, Happy Dog Project, dog trainer. How are you?
Happy dog training?
Yeah, I train Zach and Bronan's dogs. How are you?
I'm good. I've heard you've been going through some stuff.
No, sorry. Mark that, Tom. Yes, I'm good. Yes, now, have you got a dog?
I have no dog. I have a wolf with many heads.
Yeah, great.
And many legs and tails and backs.
That's great. We'll make
I cannot ride anything with a single back. Everything I ride must have 4 to 5 backs. Hence the dogs of my land as guard.
Okay, bye.
No, don't go. No. We need Avengers. Hello?
Hello, Thor, God of Thunder.
Ah, sexy maiden.
No, it's me, your brother, Loki, the tricky god.
Yes, like I said, a sexy maiden.
Ah, yes, I'm not going to trick you anymore.
In the multiverse, you are a sexy woman.
Yeah, hello.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, hello. and then they want to fuck. There's sort of sexual tension because Loki wants
with
to
who?
Sort of between Loki and sexy Loki.
Oh.
Sexy Lady Loki. In the show Loki.
Hello, I'm a tricky god.
Hello.
Hello, I'm tricky.
What do you do? Where are you from? And what do you say?
I'm from Asgard.
And what are your moral standings?
I'm tricky.
And
I'm
where
a trickster.
Do you go?
Do you know what? An interview goes both ways and I don't want this job.
Well, you're in. Because we need a trickster and we need a dog trainer, but I think I spoke over them too much and they went away. Hello?
Hi, it's
I
me.
I sensed you approaching.
Yes, I'm Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister of Australia. How are you?
I'm good. Malcolm, why is my NBN speed so low?
Let me tell you.
Yes?
What's your name? Lightning Ball.
Yes.
We are working tirelessly to make Australia have a competitive, fast internet connection.
But why is yours so good? Why is yours in your house so good and mine so shit?
We are working tirelessly to make sure every home in this country is going to have the best NBN
and
available.
What are your powers and where are you from? And what do you do and how?
I have the power of money and I'm from Sydney. On the cliffs of Sydney.
Can you build a suit of iron and steel? And go to Iraq and fight the war there? It's kind of a grey moral area. I'm not really sure how to address.
Well, Lucy and I have spent a lot of time in the ADF recently.
I imagine Lucy
my
is
wife,
your wife.
Lucy. Now,
Mabel the dog is licking at my ankles. licking away. And if only I hadn't scared Tom the dog trainer out of the room, perchance there would be more splooging and less
looging.
She's
trying to dig a hole in the carpet.
Aren't we all?
What about Mabel? I interview Mabel.
All right, I'll bring the microphone.
Mabel speaks not, but how many backs does she have?
What?
His dog has a lot of backs.
I'm
can
so only
distracted
ride
by Mabel.
With
right?
many backs.
I brought 2 frozen treats. I think I said that already. And she's just
sorry,
finished
Zach.
Her frozen treat.
Lightning Boy's summoning lightning. This is fucking so fucked up.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yes, welcome.
Wait, Lightning Boy. Lightning Boy. Someone knocked at the door.
And I knocked in return.
Are you going to do that every time?
Yes. No one shall knock
look,
without
Mabel's
me.
Down there, look.
Knock, knock, knocking in return. Come in, enter if you... Malcolm, you're in. We need somebody with money, vigor, and you can build a suit of steel.
Yes, I found an Aussie male.
What?
I found an Aussie male in the late 90s.
Yeah, that's why he was in charge of the internet.
Ah!
Why are you knocking back?
Come in! That's my signal for you to come back in.
No one
shall knock without me knocking back.
I'm Little Johnny Howard.
You can't fucking best me.
I'm Little Johnny Howard.
Little Johnny Howard.
I'm Little Johnny Howard.
Little Johnny Howard, I must commend you for ridding Australia of guns in the 90s. No more mass shootings for Oz!
Thank. Oh, I'm little Johnny Howard.
Conservative government as well.
Yes, I know John. I've worked with him before. We're both prime ministers.
I've got big eyebrows and big ears. I'm little Johnny Howard.
John, what are your powers and where are you from and who do you do and why and where are you from?
I'm little Johnny Howard.
And do
I've got big eyebrows.
We need someone.
One-dimensional Johnny Howard.
I'm little Johnny Howard. I got big eyebrows, big ears.
So far, Johnny Howard, we have most of the places covered in the Avengers, but we don't have someone who loves a brisk constitutional.
What?
A walk.
We don't have someone who loves a brisk constitutional.
Well, I'm little Johnny Howard.
Yeah, so and this, this is a clip of Johnny Howard.
Yeah, but I think a one-dimensional Johnny Howard would also enjoy walks.
I'm little Johnny Howard. I got big eyebrows and big ears.
And how do you feel about walking?
I'm little Johnny Howard.
Get out.
It's more like a tape, you know?
If you can't add one more layer that includes...
That is the layer.
But he likes to walk.
But that is the layer of the character.
A tape of Johnny
Howard.
Is that
it's like a tape of John Howard.
A tape?
Yeah, so it's like he... the only information he has is that he's got big eyebrows, big ears.
Get out of my office. You are banished! Actually, wait one second. I use my hammer to magnetize the tape, erasing it from history.
Well, that's clever.
Hey...
Who is this?
You didn't even see me sneak in because I was invisible.
What?
Oh, invisible person.
I'm invisible person. I'm Visible Lady from Fantastic Four.
Oh, I thought maybe from Mystery Men. I thought maybe you were Hank Azaria from Mystery Men.
No, I'm Jessica Alba from Fantastic Four.
He played the Blue Raja.
Oh, yes, he played the racist character. I'm thinking of Kenan Thompson, what a fantastic ass.
But all of that is wrong.
My sweet cheeks on that beautiful Keegan.
Keenan.
All of that's wrong, though. I'm Jessica Alba. Ooh.
Jessica Alba, you tell me, Jessica, why do you strip down naked on the bridge? Why do you strip down naked on the bridge in that movie? But then you don't do anything. You strip down naked, you go invisible, and then you don't actually do anything. Why is that?
I'm Jessica Alba.
That's a one-dimensional Jessica Alba.
I got big ears and big eyebrows.
Oh, that's a tape of Jessica Alba.
And I magnetized the tape, erasing it from history. It must have been the B-side. Come in.
Yeah.
Come in.
G'day, it's me, little Johnny Howard.
Oh, that's the voice. That's the
it's
voice.
The
I couldn't
real
remember it.
Johnny Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Howard. I hear you're ex-Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Thank you for guns. Thank you for John. Thank you for John Control.
John Control. Control Mark. Of Johns. John Control.
Knock knock.
Yes. Oh, I want my John's back. Oh, I know, it's a conservative Queensland farmer.
I'm a farmer. I need me John's because I got a roux problem.
There has not
I sent me Johns on the roof.
There has not been a mass Johnning since we got rid of Johns.
Yeah.
So I think in a couple of years you'll realise that getting rid of the Johns was not a bad idea.
Oh, I would have been fine with you getting rid of guns, but you took me Johns.
Yes, I know all your sons were named Johns, but we put them in a big dumpster.
A buyback John scheme.
Yes. Come in.
Hello.
Ah, a voice of reckoning.
I am an egg in a pan.
A fried egg?
Sizzling in the pan.
A sizzling pan egg.
Sunny side up.
A runny yolk?
Yeah, it'll harden.
Ah, crispy edges.
Yeah. Crispy edges and cookie egg.
Yes. Do you have a brother or sister in the pan with you?
Soon.
Soon
another egg will be in here.
Salt, pepper.
Soon.
Oil or butter in the pan?
Butter as a base. But it's a non-stick pan, so very little butter upon me.
All right.
Keep him.
Yeah, you're in. Well, we can all use a good breakfast. I'm an English muffin. The plot thickens. Yes, it's me. Toasted? A delicious toasted English muffin.
In the oven or in a toaster?
In a toaster, of course.
Set to?
5.
Did you burn?
No. A little bit under, but then it popped me in the pan.
So still soft on the inside.
Now where's my delicious egg?
Buttered?
Yes.
Cream and jam?
No cream and jam, I'm ready for my egg.
I've often put cream cheese and jam on a muffin. Tastes like a cheesecake.
But now I'm here for the egg that was sizzling before.
Egg?
Yes. Meet your muffin. Yes, hello.
Careful not to push down too hard on the top, else the yolk runneth over. And get on the carpet.
Okay.
If not cleaned immediately.
Hi.
It will harden. And be harder to get out later.
Hi.
Knock. Yes, I have a runny nose. One second. What? Come in.
Hi, I'm an avocado.
Oh, I already ate the muffin, though. I ate it off screen. Wait a second, I just have one rat.
You're going to want to answer this.
Hello?
Hello, I'm some toast and some feta.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank God. Avocado.
Meet your maker.
Wait, I'm sorry, are you avocado or avocado?
Yeah, no, I'm half tomato, half avocado.
Okay, yeah, I'll get behind that. Jump on board.
If you are half avocado and half tomato, tell me of your seeds.
I've got several big pips.
You big or are you the size of an avocado? Have you grown to encompass more seeds? The sound of my hammer strikes fear in my foes.
Do you want to have like an actual superhero? Because I've got an actual superhero. Okay.
Yes, but then Kevin Figgy must come.
Sure. I don't remember how to do his voice.
Come in.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
What now? Now, I know you've spoken to the waiter, but basically,
yes.
I'm here just to help you. I can just get you a bottle, but also we do matched wines.
He's like a maitre d'.
I am the sommelier.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
I am the sommelier. Ask me what my power is.
What is your power?
Matching a wine with a delicious meal, making sure that the wine works really well with it. But also I can tell you the vintage.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you the Providence. I can tell you the grape varietal.
Yeah.
Those are my powers. You give me a wine, I'll tell you where it's from.
Pinot Noir.
But no, you have to give me a taste.
You said give you a wine.
What are you?
And I did.
What are you asking?
Pinot Noir.
But what about Pinot Noir?
Peanut Noir. A genre of fiction in which peanuts are solving crimes.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah. But, you know, I can't tell you anything about Pinot Noir. You know that, don't you?
Why?
Because it's too broad of a question.
Sommelier.
It's a type of grape.
Do you know the,
Also, I've got laser eyes.
Oh, mandarin. Is a fruit. Grapes make wine.
Listen, I have a very competitive rate. I have been approached by Vaudemont.
Ah. What is this Vaudemont?
It's a restaurant.
Ah. He's summoning
more
lightning. Summoning
more lightning.
I would like to order.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Could I have the chicken Kiev?
No, so, listen... You should have already ordered with the waiter. I'm just here to talk about wine.
What? So I can't order anything through you?
No, I'm the sommelier. So basically, I'm here to talk about wines.
I don't know what that is.
What food did you already order?
A chicken Kiev.
Sure, so I think with that, a nice oaky Chardonnay could go well.
I don't drink white wine!
Jeez,
where's
okay.
It from?
Look, maybe a rosé.
Where's Chardonnay from?
What?
Where's Chardonnay from?
They can grow Chardonnay in almost anywhere.
So then what's your fucking point?
What are you talking about?
What's your point?
What's my point?
Yeah, you're supposed to know where wine comes from. Anywhere.
So you give me a Chardonnay, I'll tell you where that particular Chardonnay comes from. That's from the Yarra Valley.
Wrong.
Well, we're just pretending.
Yeah. There we are. No. That was a test. You're in.
Yeah,
you're
great.
In the Avengers.
Hello, it's me, Jennifer Kite from 10 News. Eyewitness News First.
All right. Five. And what? Where do you go?
I go to South Melbourne every day to report the news.
Are you a real kite?
Excuse me?
Are you a real kite? If I were to go out with some friends who have young children and they wanted to... It was a windy day. Could you come and keep them entertained in a way that doesn't involve an iPad? Something that is of this realm. You know, get them out and about instead of looking at their fucking screens. Yeah, come in.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're in.
I'm fine.
You're in, regardless of
it's
your
time
kite.
It's time for me almost to go and report the news on Melbourne.
I reckon whether you're a kite or not, you would know where a kite is. I met someone. Someone else is in the Avengers. I'll just tell you where wine comes from. It's anywhere. Come in.
Sorry, hey, before you answer though, it's me, the Simile. Yeah. Do you understand what I was saying I could do?
Yes, absolutely. I understand, absolutely. I say, where is wine from? And you say, it could be grown anywhere.
Because you just said Chardonnay. Yeah. You know, and that's a great varietal.
A grape?
Varietal.
A great variety?
Okay, I'm off. I don't think you understand.
You're in. You can't go. You live in the complex.
Listen,
now.
I'm going to have to go
live
with
in the compound. Vision won't let you leave.
He's dead.
He'll say, no, he's back.
He's the first to die in Endgame.
Nah, but he came back in a dream. Come in.
Hello.
Oh, is this Frank Walker from National Tiles?
No, it's I Know What You Did Last Summer, the DVD.
Okay. What did I do last summer?
I don't know.
Wait, you said you know.
No, I don't know what you did. The character
is just
in the
a
movie.
DVD of the film.
Is it? I don't remember the ending. Is it the
I don't know. I've never seen it. You'd have to get two DVDs in the room.
Right,
me
of course.
Being one of them for
yeah,
me to see.
Because you can't
film.
Watch yourself. What about in a mirror?
No. Oh, I'd just
I
be
think if
at
I
DVD.
Got you a mirror, you could watch yourself.
No, because I'd just be looking at a DVD.
Sorry.
You'd have to put me
Too
in a DVD.
Mead.
You'd have to put me juice. In a DVD player.
Yes.
And then all I would see is the top of the DVD player.
Where you would see a blue laser.
Yes. No, that's my bottom.
What?
I'm the DVD of the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer.
What if I took the top off the DVD player?
If
and
it
then
still
put a mirror,
worked,
and then put
if you could set there. Something like that up, I would just buy two DVDs if I were you.
But then, but you still can't see anything.
No, you'd put the other DVD in the player, set me up.
But then how would they
couch.
Watch it?
Well, they wouldn't be able to watch it.
Why not?
Because they're in the DVD.
Are you here to be an Avenger?
Yes, I would love to be an Avenger.
What are your powers?
I can play the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. I also have two extra features. One's a half hour made for TV behind the scenes, and the other is an interview with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm. And what about?
I've got four different... what about the movie? Just different questions about the movie she
was
did
in,
on set.
She was in Party of Five?
I wouldn't know.
Why?
I'm a DVD.
Yeah, but why don't you know anything? Why would just being a DVD...
Well, when did Party of Five come out?
I don't know. Was she in it? No, that was Neve Campbell.
When did Party of Five come
what
out?
What was she in?
When did Party of Five come out?
She was in something.
She was
in Party of Five.
Yeah, and when did it come out? When did it come out?
You can watch it all now on 7+.
Was Neve Campbell in it as well?
Yeah.
Huzzah!
But can I just explain why I don't know about Party of Five?
So was the guy from Lost.
When did it come out, Broden?
It came out in 94, started in 94.
Yeah, I was born in 2001. I'm a re-release
Are you
DVD.
Madman? Are you Madman distributed?
I don't know my distributor. I'd have to look at the cover. And that's outside of...
Where do you remember Sentience?
It was a factory, for sure.
In Preston or...
I couldn't tell you. I was in a factory and then I was on a truck, and then I was at a sanity.
So you were sold. You weren't available for hire, because I would have always thought it would be more... Imagine the many people you would have got to meet if you were in a video store.
I lost a lot of good friends to video rental, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's not... That's not your, the sort of work you want to do.
I have to go.
Yeah, that's good.
But you're in.
Oh, great. See.
How are you doing? It's me, Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh! Who's that?
I'm an inventor. I was born in Scotland in 1847.
You sound like Shrek.
No, well, we just put a Scottish.
Ah.
I don't know if he's Scottish. I don't know if he's Scottish.
Who's Shrek?
Shrek's Scottish.
Shrek's Scottish.
What are
they? Well, he's an ogre.
And I want to join the inventors.
No. No, this is the Avengers.
Oh, no.
Well, you can pitch an invention to me. I'll tell you if we need it. Did you invent the bell?
I invented the telephone.
Well, there's a bell on it.
Got you there, cunt.
Come in.
Hi, how are you?
I forget how much weight this has to it. Sorry, I'm switching arms.
No, that's all right.
My hammer is making my arm tired.
Claw hammer. Hi, how are you?
Claw hammer?
So my name is Gavin. I'm from Tasmania, and I have invented a small unit that makes your showerhead use less water during droughts.
Well,
I'm here for the ABC show, The Inventors.
Oh, okay, so...
Because I heard...
Must have been a miscommunication on the Craigslist ad I put out. Maybe I misspelled Avengers and wrote Aventies. But I didn't. Or maybe I did. What do you want?
I just was just sort of doing a little follow-up joke to Broden.
I don't have any more than this. Could you put... are they low pressure?
Mark, wrap it up.
There was a show on the ABC called The New Inventors.
Yeah, whatever.
And I remember there was a showerhead one once.
But what's the pressure like? I'm happy to save water.
The pressure's still good. There's just less water.
But the pressure is still...
Mark, I really don't know.
I wouldn't know the difference.
I mean, I haven't invented this product.
Look it up.
But I wouldn't know where to look it up.
Well, I'm happy to put in new shower heads. I just want to make sure... I want to do what's right for the environment.
We haven't gotten past...
Because I like pressure.
We haven't gotten past the design phase.
That's not a creature comfort I'm willing to give up.
Can you just get the door for the next guy?
I want to do what's right for the environment.
I just don't know. I don't have anything else.
But pressure in the morning makes me feel like a strong man.
He's knocking. You shouldn't have showers. You're lightning boy.
What?
You're made of lightning. You shouldn't be getting
I'm not
water.
Made of lightning. I summon the power. Summon. The pal. Come in.
Hello, it's...
Are we done?
Hello, it's me, God.
You're sick. God.
And I'm telling you to end this.
My life?
No.
Come in.
Hello, it's me, Kevin Figgy.
Huzzah! Oh. The real God of the, of whatever this is, of the Avengers. I'm Lightning Boy. Kevin, I've assembled a crack team.
I'd love to hear the list of who's on your team.
Broden. Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
A muffin. An egg. Crispy on the edges.
Yeah.
Cooked in butter.
I'm not done. Yeah. Listen, I'm not liking the vibe of this.
Why?
We're gonna go with Spider-Man 7 instead. I'm sorry, man.
Wait, what, you're going to put 7 Spider-Men in the Avengers?
No, we're going to go with the Spider-Man movie instead of Avengers.
Huzzah. And Lightning Boy was finally put to rest. And he slept for... He got a solid 8 hours. Felt refreshed in the morning. Got up, took his ADHD medication... Was running out of time, didn't have breakfast. Had a Kinder Bueno for breakfast from the cafe. And an oat latte.
Then what?
Then came to work. Did some RuneScape podcasts with Tom and Broden. and then recorded this podcast.
Now it's time for you to stop.
So we'd like to thank who had this idea, Mark?
Ben Shapiro or something.
Ben Shapiro. We'd like to thank Ben Shapiro.
No, Ben Sears.
Ben Sears.
Ben Steers.
Ben Steers for that wonderful idea.
What does it say? What did you write?
Ben Steer.
Mark, you can drop the character now. We're just saying thank you to Ben Steers.
No, it takes him 15 minutes to get. He haven't seen. He has to go sit in a cold bath.
Thank you so much to Ben Steers for this idea.
Steer.
And thank you, Mark, for bringing your everything in your portrayal of Lightning Boy.
And thank you for the plethora of characters you brought to the Avengers. A strong team ready to fight Kang and his dynasty.
Kang's the new one.
I don't know.
He's the guy from The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Mm.
Beautiful film.
MODOK looked a bit fucked.
Any thoughts, Brody?
No.
Anyway, thanks for your support, everyone.
I summon the power of lightning, and I return to the sky.